This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you're a new parent, listen up. One of the many questions people with babies face is when to introduce their kids to peanuts. For years, pediatricians said to hold off until age 3 for kids considered at high risk of developing a peanut allergy. Today, that guidance changed. The National Institutes of Health now recommends that parents introduce peanut-based foods at around 6 months of age, and even earlier for babies at high risk. The reversal is obviously big news for children's health. A peanut allergy is one of the most common and most dangerous food allergies, affecting about 2% of kids, but the change could have economic consequences as well. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Managing food allergies is expensive. One study put the cost at about $25 billion a year. James Baker is chief medical officer of the group Food Allergy Research and Education. He says beyond direct medical bills, parents have to buy different foods or enroll their kids in special schools and camps.
And importantly, parents often have to restrict their job activities or other things in order to achieve a safe environment for their family.
So a big reduction in peanut allergy would save lives and money. Baker helped develop the new guidelines after a study showed that early exposure reduced peanut allergy by 86%.
So if that holds up, this should result in marked decreases in the peanut allergic population going forward.
And that could eventually put peanuts back on the menu at schools and other places where the nuts are banned or restricted. Naturally, the peanut industry is thrilled. Bob Parker is president of the National Peanut Board.
Most children develop a love and affection for peanuts at an early age. And when doctors are telling their parents to avoid giving it to them, they learn to like something else instead.
Parker's grandson has a peanut allergy, so he empathizes with parents. But he's also hoping more kids will now develop a taste for his product. The new guidelines recommend feeding kids peanut-based foods not just early, but often throughout childhood. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.